You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702.
The upside of failure.
Sometimes failure is the foundation of greatest success stories.
And indeed it is. Indeed it is. Sometimes failure is exactly that. And a whole lot of people are embarrassed to speak about their failures. And failure in many instances become a brick and mortar to such a beautiful building called success in life. Katlego Tanke joins me right now for this discussion on the upside of failure. Katlego Tanke, thank you so much. Really appreciate it that you are here chatting to us about this, the upside of failure. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me, Thabo.
I'm so excited because in my household, they call you Tati and they never miss anything. And I have to sit in the other TV room because they just go on and love you so much. And that's just the case in South Africa. You are loved. You are such a great actress, performer, and just a present industry person. It hasn't always been like that, right, Katlego? Because it's not an overnight success, has it been?
Oh, of course not. Of course not. Mm. You always work your way up at anything. Do you know what I mean? Anything
yeah.
in life, I think, follows the same sort of trajectory. So you work your way in, you start small, humble beginnings, and then you move your way up.
Yeah.
So I'm just blessed. I'm blessed, I suppose, to be where I am right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
A culmination of hard work and, of course, you know, everybody just supporting you along the way, whether it's fans, whether it's family, whether it's friends, just that support also just pushes you along so much that you really can't credit just yourself.
Sure. There are a whole lot of people around you too. But tell me, your definition of failure, what in Katlego's dictionary, what is failure?
I tend to be a little bit hard on myself, so failure to me could be as simple as, you know, not getting something absolutely right the way I would have envisioned it in my head, or a grand failure, like, you know, when I didn't really investigate my gifting before my career, that for me was a really, really big failure, but it turned out to be a blessing in disguise.
Tell us a little bit about that. And you noted it as one of your big failures that you didn't investigate gifting before varsity. Was that to an effect that you didn't necessarily explore what you were passionate about at a tertiary institution?
Absolutely. So before I went to varsity, I think I looked at a couple of careers and options in terms of what I would do, study further at varsity firstly, and then obviously take it up as a career after that. But I never once looked at what I was truly passionate about, what I wanted to do. I just looked at stuff in terms of, okay, what makes money?
Yeah.
What do my parents expect me to do? What sounds like a nice career to do? So all of those influences sort of came in, as opposed to me just looking inward and saying, right, what do I feel most comfortable doing? What am I passionate about? What am I good at? You know, what am I gifted at? As opposed to trying to stretch yourself and do things that you're not necessarily gifted at, or you don't have a skill in that department, a natural skill, that is. So I count it as a failure, because I think had I looked at that more carefully, I would have been on my path a little bit earlier. But perhaps failure actually brought me to see what my gifting was, because had I not failed at the BCom that I tried to do at varsity, I would never have had that question in the first place.
Yeah.
I would never have been down the path of saying, okay, let's just stop everything and question ourselves. What am I good at? What am I passionate about? What do I want to do in this world? And what comes naturally to me?
And do you think you failed because you are not assertive enough to say, no, this is not what I really want to do? Or you failed because you were just blown away with this gush of wind around you that go and study a BCom because it's more stable, it will provide a sense of stability financially or otherwise? Whereabout, or is it a combination of the two?
It would be a combination. And what I would pick out of those two is that there were too many voices.
Yeah.
There were too many voices.
Yeah.
Going around in my head, too many opinions, too many ideas that weren't based on me, but all external things that really had nothing to do with my path or my life or who I am. So those influences sort of, you know, when they came about and they were so big, I mean, parents are a big influence. They've got their expectations.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, partly also because they're like, well, we're paying for it.
So yes.
Essentially, you
decide.
Must also make us happy in your decision.
Yeah.
Because it's coming out of my pocket. So you end up making choices that really have nothing to do with you.
Yes.
And it's all those voices swimming around in my head that ended up, you know, that made me choose the wrong thing.
Yes, yes. Very interesting that you see it as a failure. 16 minutes after 2 o'clock, my guest, Katlego Tanke, you know her too well, and she's currently on Gomora as Thati. She was on Generations as Dineo Mashaba. She has been on various, many other productions. I don't even want to mention some of them because she has been everywhere. If you do not know Katlego Tanke, you do not live in South Africa at all. One of our very best indeed. And we are speaking about the upside of failure. Where did we miss those steps, and how does failure culminate to that great, beautiful building, that cathedral called success? How do we come to it? Is failure the brick and mortar of it? As you'd know that, and some people characterize failure into three categories, and some would say there's intelligent failure and various other forms of failure, intentional and otherwise. So, Katlego, I'm just interested in the second one that you pointed to us, that you feel that this is also where you have failed. And this is failure to follow up on some business idea when you were younger. Didn't we all?
I think so, right? Because I think when we're younger, our imaginations are so broad and so rich.
Yeah.
And we allow ourselves to just dream. The problem comes in when we are second guess ourselves, whether it's because of age, we think we're too young, or I don't know enough, or we think, you know, I don't know, what do I know about business? You know, who am I in the business world to even take a leap into this unknown world? But in fact, it's the exact opposite. That's exactly when we should be taking those risks. That's exactly when we should be exploring those crazy ideas. They seem crazy at first, but I think the greatest inventions in the world were created out of crazy ideas.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's when we should be following them, and yet we second guess ourselves and we doubt the beautiful idea.
Any idea that comes to mind? Not all of them, of course, but just anyone that comes to mind where you think, oh my goodness me, here I missed that train. Look at it now, flourishing.
You know, there was one where I remember on my way to varsity, I used to stay in Pretoria with my mom. So I'd have to take a bus to not OR, Jan Smuts Airport. Yeah.
Revealing our age. Yes.
Hey, we're revealing age now.
Jan Smuts Airport.
Jan Smuts. You'd have to literally take a bus to Jan Smuts Airport, and then only can you take a flight to Cape Town, which is where I did my varsity.
Okay.
So I had this idea at the time. I was like, well, why isn't there like a bus service that picks people up from home?
Yes.
You just literally like wait at home, because this was a regular thing.
It's
a regular, you know, so you could buy maybe a monthly ticket or whatever, and they would know which passengers are where, and they would pick them up, and it would take them directly to the airport.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, that's an amazing idea. And I never acted on it.
Really?
Fast forward a couple of years later. And, you know, one of the bus services are doing that.
Oh,
I'm
my.
Like, oh, really?
Look at my millions flying away, driving away. There are my millions going away.
So that was just typical of, you know, you might have an idea, but you're not the only person having that idea at the time.
Yeah.
So you also have to act on it. In terms of having business acumen, I think, you know, that's what I would share with fellow business people.
Yeah.
You know, if you've got that idea, act on it, because somebody else could also be thinking of the exact same thing at the time you're thinking of.
And haven't you found, Katlego, that, I mean, what you're saying is so profound to an extent that you may have this idea, vocalize it, or maybe not speak about it, and someone else conceives this, a similar idea, and later on you think that they copied your idea, and whilst indeed their universe operates in a different way. If you could conceive it, someone else could also conceive the very same idea, very similar to yours.
And it always happens that way. Ideas, you know, are a dime a dozen. And if you've got a little bit of imagination and you're living within this world, I mean, there's what, 7 billion of us?
Eight now. Eight from November last year.
Now, yeah. Right? So there's somebody on the planet, trust me, having the same idea. It's not far-fetched.
Certainly.
So the idea to just act on it, you know, I think people should get into action. You know, you'd rather fail having done it than fail thinking about it and doing nothing about it.
And now, another one that you mentioned here out of your failures that are notable in your life, failure as a mom, the mom guilt.
That's the worst.
Are you overcompensating for what you didn't have?
I think in certain ways.
Yeah.
I think, you know, every generation wants to do better than the previous generation at parenting, right?
Yeah.
So we all want to give our children a better childhood than we had. So we all, you know, want to outdo what our parents did. If you didn't have a car, you want your child to have a car.
Yeah.
If whatever it is you couldn't reach in your childhood, you want to make sure that you're giving your child the opportunity that you didn't have. But I think, sometimes we just overcompensate and we sort of get too precious about it.
Yeah.
So we make things problems that aren't really problems, you know. So we're spoiling kids in certain ways, perhaps a little bit of helicopter mom in certain other areas, you know.
Helicopter mom. Yes.
But you know, there are times where you just feel like, but I just wish I could have come through for my child on that particular one thing.
Yeah.
And I think as working mothers as well, you know, women who work and they have children as well, it becomes a lot more difficult because it's very challenging to balance the two worlds.
It's not easy at all, Katlego. It's not easy at all because on one hand, you are pursuing your dreams, yes, but you also need to bring money home. And you are, to a large extent, trying to do it for them. And if you are just going to sit at home and spend time and do all these things, some of the things won't be achieved.
Absolutely. So, you know, and also getting them to understand that is a bit tricky because at the end of the day, they are children, you know, and they are expecting you, the parent, to be there in one way or the other. You know, whether it's a soccer match that they're expecting you to come and support them at, or whether it's a school concert, but they're expecting that parental support because they also want to look through the audience and lock eyes with their parent and be like, oh, is somebody here for me today? So it's also a natural and normal interest that they have to want their parents to be there.
Yeah.
And that wish, you know, as a child, just to have your parents there. But also, you know, we've got to work. We've got to do what we have to do.
So yeah,
it's so
certainly.
Difficult to balance. It's
certainly.
Really difficult.
You know, after the break, Katlego, I'd like us to have a chat about your recent nomination on the Royal Awards and how people can support you. Speaking of support, by voting for you after the break, let's chat on that. We are speaking to Katlego Tanke, a well-known South African actress, and she's just generally in the media space, a businesswoman in her own right, and she touches a whole lot of other things. And we're speaking about the upside of failure, where failure helps you to build up to something meaningful. Looking back and you're thinking, really, I have failed there, but without that particular failing spot, perhaps I wouldn't be where I am right now. So feel free to join us if you want to contribute to the discussion. The number to dial is 011-883-0702. 011-883-0702, and you can also send a voice note or a text message to our WhatsApp line, which is 072-702-1702. That's
702.
The upside of failure.
Proof that a setback can lead to a step forward.
a step forward indeed. And our guest Katlego Tanke joins us as we have this discussion about the upside of failure. And all of us have somehow at some point in our lives experienced what we may define as failure, and to a large extent it set us back because we felt that we did not reach an expectation, whether we set it ourselves or the expectations of others. But to some extent, it was helpful. It was helpful to misstep and to take a wrong step towards a wrong direction. And depending on how you take it, it ends up being a strong building brick to where you ought to be. Katlego, I have a caller on the line, and let's see who this caller is. Hello, caller.
Hello, how are you?
I'm free, thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm blessed, thank you.
Do you know this lady that we are speaking to?
I think I know her.
Well, before you even say her name, let me ask, Katlego, do you have any idea who our caller is?
The voice sounds so familiar.
Yeah. It sounds familiar, eh?
Very familiar.
Yeah.
I was trying to rack my brain, but I'm coming up short.
You're coming up short. Okay, I'm just going to give her one opportunity to say one thing to you, and let's see if you can't guess. So, caller, again, thank you so much for joining us. And what would you like to say to Katlego?
The babe.
Oh, the babe.
And now I'm sure you know who this is. Do you want to tell the rest of the 702 world who this is?
It is one of this country's leading actresses, Winnie Chaba.
And also popularly known as Kitty Way on
you?
Generations.
No, you're not going to go there. Why?
No, but you know, it's just like Dr. Kumalo will always associate him with Kaiser Chiefs, no matter where he goes. Sis Winnie, are you well?
Yes, I'm good, thank you.
Lovely stuff. What would you want to say to your bestie, your BFF?
I just want to say to her, you inspire us, you inspire me.
Yeah.
You know, I started acting with Katlego on Backstage.
Really?
This is true.
My very first TV role was with her on Backstage. I was playing a pregnant tricky. Do you remember Katlego?
Yes, remember clearly. My character had to steal your baby.
Yes. And the crazy keke is to steal my baby.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Now I remember the storyline. Oh, my goodness
yes.
me. Yes. No, but thank you so much for calling, Sis Winnie, and all the best. And we hope to speak to you very soon.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Katlego, we are flat out of time, but please tell us about the Royalty Awards. How can people support you there?
Right. So I am nominated for a Best Actress Award at the Royal Soapy Awards. So people can vote on Star 120 Star 320 20 Star 3 hash.
Mm. Say that again, please. Say that again, please.
It's Star 120 Star 320 20 Star 3 hash.
Mm-hmm.
And also, obviously, Gomorrah is nominated on loads and loads of categories. Our editing team, our casting, our sound and mixing, directing, cinematography, makeup and hair, you name it. There's loads and loads and loads. So all the Gomorrah supporters can also find how to support us there.
I loved talking to you. I loved your pearls of wisdom. I loved your astute counsel. And I just loved the fact that you are so generous with us and vulnerable and open and willing to help so many others who come after you. But I am wishing you the very best in the future, and may you rise from strength to strength.
Thank you so much for that, Tabo. It was an awesome time. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Katlego Tanke, South African actress and a huge industry player.